Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved. Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, and I want to say welcome to the Big Blue View podcast, but none of you listening right now are probably in a great mood. So I'm Dan Pizzuta. I'm here with Chris Flum, and we are still processing the thing that actually happened. The rumors had been going around. It was continued to be talked about. You figured as often as the topic was brought up, there was enough smoke that there has to be fire somewhere. And it finally happened that Odell Beckham Jr. was traded. He has been traded to the Cleveland Browns. Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network was the first to report it. So he was traded to Cleveland for the Browns' first round pick, which is pick 17, their third round pick, and or their second third round pick. So their worst of two third round picks. And safety Jabril Peppers.
Why? Fire Dave Gettleman.
So,
by the way, that is my new hello. I'm greeting people by saying, fire Dave Gettleman.
So all along as these Beckham rumors came up, the line that was given to the media was the Giants are not shopping Odell Beckham, but they are not saying no to offers if someone calls them, but they have to be blown away. That was the line that was continually put out there. They had to be blown away. There is no way they were blown away by a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers. That there's no possible way they were blown away with that return for Odell Beckham Jr., one of the best wide receivers in the league right now, and the only reason Eli Manning has been even remotely capable of being a quarterback for the past 4 years.
As much as they have talked about having to solidify the offensive line around Odell Beckham, as much as they've had to solidify the offensive line around Eli Manning so he can play better. Odell Beckham is the only player on this roster who actually made Eli Manning better. Odell Beckham is the only reason Eli Manning has a job right now. Well, I should say that and the fact that John Mara loves him.
So let's just get into some numbers that back that up real quick. I tweeted this a couple days ago when the rumors kept going, and I tweeted out half jokingly that nothing about an Odell Beckham Jr. trade makes sense, so I'm fully expecting it to happen. I wasn't really fully expecting it to happen when Garofalo tweeted that. I was in the middle of doing something that was much less important that completely stopped me in my tracks. So still, I don't know if we fully process this, that Odell Beckham is not going to be a Giant in 2019 or ever again. But let's get to this Eli thing, because I think that's important, because right now Eli Manning is still on the roster, and without Odell Beckham, there's literally no point. The Giants are not going to be a competitive team without Beckham. They're not going to be a good offense without Beckham. Talk about the offensive line improving and Saquon Barkley being there. That's not enough. You can't win with that. So just real quick, because I tweeted this out after some rumors crept up again at the beginning of the week. Since 2014, Eli Manning has played 59 games in which Odell Beckham has appeared in. He averages 24 completions on 38 attempts, averages 0.81 interceptions per game, 1.76 touchdowns per game, 7.22 yards per attempt, and 271.6 yards per game. That's in games Odell Beckham has played. In the 20 games that Odell Beckham has not played, Manning has averaged 22 completions on 36 attempts. He averages an interception per game. He averages just 1.35 touchdowns per game. He averages 6.48 yards per attempt, and then averages 229.7 yards per game. That is a league average quarterback to one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. That's what happens when Odell Beckham is not on the field, and that is what the Giants have now decided they are going to do.
Yes, they have voluntarily given themselves one of the worst quarterback situations in the league. And I would say that the fact that they now have two first-round picks, if Dwayne Haskins is there, they will almost certainly be taking him.
What the hell is Dwayne Haskins going to do?
Exactly. I want to know, because I think we all know that Sterling Shepard is not long for the team, because Dave Gettleman doesn't pay receivers. He's not a lineman. So whoever the next quarterback will be isn't going to have, I'll just say it, the best wide receiver in the game to throw to. He's probably not going to have an excellent slot receiver to throw to. He'll have Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram. And I think we all kind of sort of knew this was coming when they drafted Saquon Barkley, because of how big of a deal they made about how he's a face of a franchise type player and how high his character is. Dave Gettleman never wanted Odell Beckham on this roster. And he has been looking for any reason to get rid of him. And apparently basically a third round pick, because he really wanted to get back into that third round. He finally got that pick. He's just gotten rid of the second best player in franchise history to do it. By the way, the people who follow me on Twitter know I do have a beer right now. Depending on how this goes or how fast I drink it, I might have to get up and go get some whiskey. I don't know.
It's just, I don't even understand the logic to it. There's no logic to it. You have one of the best wide receivers in the league, and you trade him for a mid-first. It's not even like at the top of the round. What are you getting with pick 17?
Just one first. It's not even multiple first-round picks. So if they do, if say Haskins isn't there, they don't even have the ammo to. Well, not that they're not going to have to worry about trading up for a quarterback next year. Let's be real about that. I'm saying they're cap at 4-12.
Right. Yeah, they're going to be up there for one of those quarterbacks. So either Tua or Fromm, and I don't even know who the quarterbacks Herbert. Are at this point.
I don't know. Some guy who's not going to have Odell Beckham to throw to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things at the Combine when Giants reporters were talking to the quarterbacks, asking Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray of what it would be like to be drafted by the Giants. And both of them said, yeah, I would love to throw to Odell Beckham. That would be awesome. Like, what? I just don't understand why. I honestly do not understand why. There's no reason. It's that return, it's not enough. I can see if they
it's
were
enough,
actually blown away and it was two firsts and Peppers and like Emmanuel Ogba, then maybe. But man, a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers, that tells me they wanted to trade him.
Yeah. Dave Gettleman has done everything he can to blow up Jerry Reese's roster, and he has finally done it. The best pick Jerry Reese ever made, and again, the best pick any Giants GM not named George Young has made is now gone. Although I suppose on the bright side, we will finally get to see the incredible swag of Baker Mayfield throwing to Odell Beckham. And I look forward to rooting for the Browns in the Super Bowl because they now have a Super Bowl caliber roster. Thanks to Dave freaking Gettleman. They now have Olivier Vernon will have double-digit sacks. I'm guessing somewhere between 12 and 15 because he's on an actual defense now. And they've got the best quarterback out of last year's draft in Baker Mayfield, throwing to the best wide receiver in the league with his good buddy Jarvis Landry and David Njoku and Chubb. And you're both at a loss.
I'm going to say the irony of the two of us all last year wanting to see Baker Mayfield throw to Odell Beckham. This is just not the way we were expecting
it
to happen.
Not like this. Not like this. I can't even remember what movie that's from.
To bring this, to bring this full circle in what we've seen even this year, we can go back even further because there's a lot to digest here in just the sense of where the direction the team has gone under Dave Gettleman. But this is a pass first league. It is. That's what's happening.
The
best teams pass the ball. And right now the Giants just got rid of
the best receiving weapon in the game.
Yeah. Where if you want to argue with one or even one of the best, one of the top three, he just got rid of that. And we said when we did our Combine review show and we were talking about Gettleman's press conference, about I mentioned how Mike Mayock came to the podium and said pass first league like three or four times. Dave Gettleman has never said that phrase. He's stuck in like 2002 when running the ball could get you there. That's fine, but
I'm sorry, 1952?
It's just that's not how the league happens right now. I don't understand how this makes the Giants better right now. I don't understand how it makes the Giants better in the future.
I'm sorry. I've got Twitter open because, you know, you can't have it closed anymore. This news broke while I had the unmitigated gall to take a shower and to tweet. Shout out to Patrick Chamberlain. Haskins is currently actively researching what if it's possible to undeclare from the draft. And Haskins tweeted out the shocked face emoji.
It's really just unbelievable. What the Giants could have done, let's go just go back a little bit to the draft last year because we have to take this all into account. The Giants were sitting with the number 2 overall pick. They could have been sitting right now with a quarterback, regardless of who that was, whether you wanted Sam Darnold, whether it could have been Josh Rosen, whether, for God's sakes, I would have taken freaking Josh Allen at this point. They could have been sitting with a quarterback who would have already had a year under his belt with Odell Beckham, building for a pass offense for the future. Now, right now, they have a running back, no wide receivers, and I love Sterling Shepard. He's very good. He's not a number one wide receiver in this league. It's not. He's a great number two. I love the slot to outside versatility. I would love to have Sterling Shepard on my team. He's not what you want a passing offense running through. They can't figure out how to use Evan Ingram. Are we expected to believe they're finally going to do that now? So the Giants could have had a quarterback in place to take over this year. And one of the best receivers in the league, that could have grown. Even if they took a quarterback this year, that could have grown. And that's what you build a winning offense with. Now they have a highly paid running back, an offensive line they're committing already like $30 million to, and they still don't have a right tackle. I don't want to get too far ahead in blaming moves that haven't happened yet, but running back, a 38-year-old quarterback who has not been good for a while. He's still $23 million on the cap. All you have to do is release him and you free up $17 million. There's no reason for Eli to be on the roster right now.
So the Giants, I don't think there's a quarterback
in building. And now they're, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
Oh, wow. New tweet from Jordan Renan. A source said the Giants were given 24 hours earlier today to shop an offer from the Browns. The Giants wanted Peppers added to the deal. Apparently that happened. Wow.
There's no way they were blown away. They wanted to trade him, and that's terrible. That is just terrible. It doesn't make sense. The Giants right now, on paper, are the worst team in the NFL.
And it's not close.
They're terrible. It doesn't help them now. Man, pick 17. I don't get it, man. I don't.
Dave Gettleman did not want Odell Beckham on his roster. He didn't want that kind of financial commitment to a skill position player, a player with a personality, and someone who, if we're being honest, told the truth about the franchise, but did it on ESPN. Apparently, that was a deal breaker. That was too much. You know, while we're just making references, one of my favorite bands right now is Dutch band, Volbeat. They've got a song called Still Counting, and part of the second verse is, look deep into yourself before you blame all others for betrayal. You know, maybe if what Odell said on ESPN was so bad, maybe they addressed things so he wouldn't have had to say them. You know, going back, Antrell Roll said a lot of things out loud that I'm sure the Giants didn't want him to say, but they also addressed them and went on to win a Super Bowl. I don't see this team winning much of anything. You know, maybe they'll get lucky and get to play against Mark Sanchez again, but you know, I guess we'll get to see how good Saquon is at running against 10-man boxes.
Yeah, I don't even understand. So I think let's get to, before we get out of here, we want this to be quick instead of it being like just an hour of us ranting, because we haven't really fully processed this, but let's get into some of the other things that this leaves the Giants with. This leaves the Giants with a $16 million dead money hit on the cap this year. They are paying Odell Beckham $16 million this year, or not actually paying him because most of that has been paid through a signing bonus that was already given to Beckham, but at $16 million on the cap this year for Odell Beckham. It frees up $5 million, but what the hell are you going to do with the $5 million? You're not getting an Odell Beckham replacement for that. And now for Cleveland, because that bonus has already been paid per Jason Fitzgerald of Over the Cap, Cleveland's going to get him for an average value of $15.4 million for the rest of his contract.
They're getting one of
the best receivers in the league for $15.4 million per year to link with Baker Mayfield. So if you want to know how a good team is run, that's how it is. So I think we just need to go for what this means for the Giants going forward. I'm not sure what they do with two firsts. I mean, that's great, but this is a rebuilding team. And it's a rebuilding team.
Damn sure is now.
But it's a rebuilding team with an expensive left tackle, an expensive right guard now, an expensive running back. That's not what you... And did I mention the 38-year-old expensive quarterback? Did I not say quarterback? Because you have an expensive quarterback.
All right, I think you said right tackle instead of left tackle, which is... I mean, we know... I think we pretty much know at this point that Darrell Williams is coming.
Man, I just...
So they'll have expensive bookends that they didn't draft.
But, like, this is a defensive-heavy draft, and if you bundle those up and trade up for Haskins, like, what is Haskins going to do? What's left for him on this roster? Because then you have to start building again. And it's a defensive draft, so what do you get? An edge rusher at 6 and another... in a corner at 17 or a linebacker? Like, what does that do? I don't know. None of this makes sense. And the Giants right now are in a worse spot than they were an hour ago. And the Giants are in a worse spot, if you can believe it, than they were a year ago when they were coming off the 3-13 season before they hired Dave Gettleman. They are in a worse spot right now.
Yeah, I think the only way I can sum up today is they cut off their face to spite their nose. They plaxed themselves.
Yeah. I don't get it. None of it makes sense. This is not a good move. There's no rational reason for it. I don't think there's anything the Giants can do in the draft that'll even be able to make up for it. This is now a full rebuilding process. You should not have faith in Dave Gettleman to be the person to rebuild this team. It's just based on what he's done since he's gotten the roster. This is not the way the Giants could have gone. The Giants were a talented 3-13 team a year ago. They had pieces that could have been built. They hung on to the wrong pieces. They got rid of the wrong pieces. And this is the icing on that terrible cake. It's bad from every angle.
Yeah. And you know what? If there's one thing we can absolutely say now, this is Dave Gettleman's team. And everything that goes with it. I'll admit, I never gave him a honeymoon period because I thought he was walking into a fantastic situation with, you know, the number 2 overall pick, plenty of resources. And like you said, a talented but underperforming team that had been horribly coached and really just needed a couple tweaks on the roster, actually had the bones of a decent offensive line, and he has completely blown it up. It did not need blowing up. This is now Dave Gettleman's roster. He no longer has Jerry Reese as an excuse. Everything that happens now is on him.
So I think we can end here with this tweet from Kim Jones. She said, just talked to Odell Beckham, who said he had a brief conversation with Dave Gettleman. And this is a quote from Beckham. At this point, I have no idea what to think. I am trying to process it right now. Said leaving NYG is bittersweet, but it is what it is. It's life. And same, Odell. Same.
You know what? I'm glad you're out of this dumpster fire.
Yeah, thank you for what you have done for the Giants. You made them watchable over the past couple years. You were absolutely incredible. I was there live for the catch. That was one of the coolest things I have ever seen in person. I am very happy you have gone to a place that somehow has more stability, and I can't believe we're saying that when referencing Cleveland. I'm happy you get to be with an awesome quarterback in Baker Mayfield. I am very excited to see what the two of you do together. I can't believe this is how the Odell Beckham era ends here.
Why can't we have nice things?
Yeah. So with that, we're going to end here. And don't know when we're going to be back.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on what happens. Obviously, nothing is going to be this.
Recently.
Maybe we'll come back with some more gathered thoughts at some point, but man, I'm not sure. So thank you guys for listening. I'm not even going to give the spiel to where you can get this podcast. You know where to get it. Oh, we'll be back and talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.